Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Terry Marlin, who is the founder of Fight DMD. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Terry.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to speak about Duchenne muscular dystrophy and how it's affected my life and how it's affected my kids and kids all over this world with Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
Well, let's jump right in and talk about Jonah and Emery, your two boys, with their diagnosis of Duchenne.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I hate that I have to talk about this, but it was a week before Christmas in 2008. When we were diagnosed, I was on a road trip. I own a small manufacturing company in Dixon, Tennessee, but I was on a road trip to see customers in Arkansas. And it was, like I said, it was a week before Christmas. My wife called. She's a pediatric nurse. She took them in. They were age of 5 and 2. And so she took them in to just get them ready, or get our oldest one, Jonah, at the time, ready for his school year and get the shots and everything that was needed. But he had enlarged calf muscles. He couldn't run, which we were told at the time, he was a late developer. But, when she took him in, we learned at that point that the doctor thought, which she worked for at the time in the pediatric office, that he thought he had muscular dystrophy. So she immediately calls me, and so I'm on the road in Memphis, and she said, is there any way that you could pull over? And I said, no, I can't pull over. And I'm in four lanes of traffic. I said, whatever it is, just tell me. You know, I, at the time I thought it may have been our parents, you know, or something. I never thought it would be my kids, but, and so she said, no, just call me when you get off the exit. And I said, no, whatever it is, I can deal with it. Just tell me. And she said, well, I took Joni in this morning and they think he might have muscular dystrophy. And so I need you to come home because they think it could be Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And so it's a genetic disease. And so they want to test Emory the next day. And so I got off the interstate at that point. You know, I was in distraught, in disbelief. And I didn't even know what Duchenne was. Ironically, I was in a fraternity in college at UT Martin, and our philanthropy was MD. And so I'd been raising money for muscular dystrophy forever and never knowing the different dystrophies. There's 40 different dystrophies. It affects, you know, some adults, some kids, and this only affects kids. But so I got off the road at that point, and I started Googling things that might tell me what he had, and with the enlarged calf muscles and everything, and I couldn't find anything, so I rushed home. And so the next day we go in to get a blood test at her pediatrician's office where she worked. And so at that point they sent us to a neurology office in Franklin, and I remember getting the call at the neurology office the next day, and everything. You know, I've told this story all over the country and all over the world, but it still affects me. I remember getting the call from my wife, from her pediatrician's office, and never thinking that both kids could have this disease. And she gets the call, and she just starts bawling. And I knew right then that both kids had it. And even though we did not know what Duchenne was, we knew that our lives had changed forever. And so we were sitting in a dark room with our neurologist and not knowing what to do, not knowing how we could help our kids. And, you know, they're 5 and 2 at the time. And so we were distraught, to say the least, and dumbfounded and disbelief and lots of emotion. As I just display, this is, you know, we're now 12 years into this. And every time I think about that moment, it's amazing. There are 16 and 13 now. We were diagnosed in a week before Christmas in 2008 when they were 5 and 2. But we are now, they both lost the ability to walk. What Duchenne muscular dystrophy is a muscle wasting disease, and it affects all their muscles. Outwardly, it affects them walking. It's completely paralyzing by late teens. Life expectancy is early to mid-20s. There's kids living in their 30s sometimes. So there are times that I talk about this, and people will argue with me that, you know, the life expectancy has been greatly increased, which it has with research. And I agree with that. But the average kid, lots of times will not make it to 20 to 25. And it's just heart wrenching. What we've done since our diagnosis is start Fight DMD. And when we were diagnosed, as I said, my philanthropy was, I've been doing fundraising my whole life with different diseases, but in college we did it for muscular dystrophy. And so when we were diagnosed, I reached out to the chairman of pediatrics at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, wanting to know what we could do to expand the research that I just assumed that was there. And he said, well, we don't have research. We're not doing research for DMD. I said, well, how do we get it started? He said, well, easy. You raise $500,000. I was like, okay, well, that sounds easy enough. So I came home, told my wife, and I was like, well, had a good meeting with Dr. Gitlin at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. And she said, well, what'd he say? I said, well, he just said, we just need to raise $500,000 to do research. And so at that point, that's when I started Fight DMD. And our first, I thought it'd take us 10, 15 years to raise the $500,000. And after our first fundraiser, we had a golf tournament in Dixon at Greystone, a golf tournament. And we raised $40,000 because we live in a small community. Everybody was wanting to help us. They didn't know what to do, how to help. And so we all came together. And at that point, I realized that we had hope and we had a community and a state that would back us, and we had people that loved us and would do anything they could to help us. And that was around late 2009. And at this point now, we have raised over, we're going to clear $1.5 million this year. And so we've done several research projects at Vanderbilt. We're doing some out in California. We're doing some in Boston, doing some in Ohio. But everything we're doing is for kids with Duchenne muscular dystrophy because it affects 1 in 3,500 boys born each year with no ethnic or geographic boundary. It affects kids all over this world.
Speaking of your boys, you obviously now got two teenagers, you said 16 and 13. What are their personalities like?
Very different. The oldest is, he likes to control things, which makes it really difficult when you can't move your arms and legs. And, you know, we have to feed him. We have to put him to bed, get him out of bed. And we have to do everything for them. They're complete care. He's very controlling. This Duchenne never affects their brain. And so they know exactly what's going on at all times. And he, you know, he wants to control things. He wants to be aggressive at times and tell people what to do and all this because, you know, I don't know what it's like to not be able to move about the world and to do things that I want to do. And he just wants to do things his own way. And I can't even imagine that. The youngest one is more easygoing. They're completely different. You know, Jonah's the big brother. He wants to tell the younger brother everything to do at all times. And the younger brother goes along with it. He's really, really easy to get along with. And they both like to play video games and watch. Now the big craze is watch people play video games on YouTube and all this stuff, which is mind-boggling to me. But so that's just what they do. You know, they can't control a lot. They can't do a lot of things for themselves. So they can still play video games and control their hands. So that's what they want to do.
Well, they are teenage boys. We have a teenager here in our house, too, and he likes to watch people play video games as well. So I guess that's a teenage thing to do. So Jonah and Emery are right there in line with the rest of teenagers. And, you know, we want to treat them like we do everybody else. Their mind is the same, and they want to be treated the same as other teenagers. And, of course, they're going to have teenage issues. At the same time, they're dealing with Duchenne, and that is a challenging part of their teenhood. And that's something that you, I believe, with your foundation, Fight DMD, want to try to help for them and for others. And when we come back, Terry, I want to talk more about the foundation and what you're wanting to do to try to move this foundation forward and how listeners can help.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And I'd be more than happy to talk about that and anything we can do to help these kids with Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
We're talking to Terry Marlin. He is the founder of Fight DMD, but he's also the father of Jonah and Emery Marlin, who were diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy at ages 5 and 2. We're going to talk more about Fight DMD when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hey, you're listening to the Mark White Show. This is Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. Get out there and make a difference in this world.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Terry Marlin from Dixon, Tennessee. Terry founded the foundation Fight DMD because of his two sons, Jonah and Emery, who were diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy at ages 5 and 2. This foundation has a big chore. But Terry and his wife decided that they were going to take that on for their two boys and for other children to try to help when it comes to Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Terry Marlin.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity that you're giving me to speak about kids all over this world that are affected with Duchenne. And as I stated earlier, we started Fight DMD after both boys were diagnosed. It affects 1 in 3,500 boys born each year with no ethnic or geographical boundary. It does affect occasionally girls. It's a genetic disease, but the girls could then later on pass it on to their kids. So my wife is a genetic carrier. She passed it on to our boys. That's how girls could be affected. There are a few cases where girls could have Duchenne, but they would never show the signs of Duchenne and the effects of Duchenne.
We talked about, Terry, in the last segment, the fact that you went to Monroe Carroll in Nashville, Tennessee at Vanderbilt, and you asked them about research for Duchenne, and you were told, raise $500,000. And you have gone as far as raising $1.5 million so far for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. What has that money been able to do thus far?
Well, so far, we've established some research at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville. As I stated earlier, that this affects kids all over this world. So I did not want to just limit people in Nashville. There's several other establishments and organizations that are doing great works for kids with Duchenne. And so I wanted to reach out to other organizations that are affecting kids with Duchenne. So we've established some research in Canada and also in California and in Boston. We've joined forces with a company called Solid Bio. And so they're doing great works for kids. They have a kid with Duchenne. Everybody we're working with has a kid with Duchenne. And so we're doing research that will hopefully find a cure for kids with Duchenne. Some of the things that are happening in Boston, kids lose the ability to move their arms, move their legs. They're developing a solid suit that would be a suit you would wear under your clothes. It's not a robotic arm like some people may have seen. You would never see this suit. And so it will help kids with Duchenne and also people in the military that have lost the ability to use their arms and legs. And it moves them with a motor. It's not big. You would never see this, but it helps them. And, you know, like my kids can't feed themselves, which is it's hard to watch, but it will allow them to be able to feed themselves. And so there's multiple things other than just the scientific research that's going on, but we're hoping to affect the quality of life with kids with Duchenne because that's the most important thing to me.
As I look across the country, and I know families now that have Duchenne, and my cousin, Amy Brown, introduced me to you because she wanted to bring awareness to your organization, Fight DMD. Right now, I know we have listeners who are engaged in this conversation with Duchenne and want to know more about how they can help. And that's the big reason you're on right now, Terry Marlin, is to get people to understand how important this is to your family and other families around the world.
Absolutely. And we have ways that people can help. You can go to fightdmd.com. You can donate. We have fundraisers in several different places all around the country that I do speaking engagements. I would be more than happy to come speak to your corporate event or whatever that I speak at a lot of places, but we have events in the Dixon area, the Nashville area. We have a golf tournament. Even if you're not a golfer, we have a golf ball drop that you can go to our website, fightdmd.com, on September the 18th for our Golf for a Cure event. There's also ways you can just donate at our website, or you can buy a shirt, our Fight DMD shirts. We have golf shirts. We have running shirts. We have different things that you can donate there, and we would be more than happy to ship you the shirt, the merchandise, and all that. But you can also just donate at fightdmd.com.
All the events that are taking place for the Fight DMD organization are found at fightdmd.com. I encourage people to go to fightdmd.com. As we're talking here, I'm thinking about the other families that are affected. Have you connected with many families through your journey so far? You've talked about how many years you've been involved with this now.
Absolutely. We've reached out to multiple families in the United States, even globally. When we do that golf ball drop, it usually goes out to 8 to 10 countries, because kids that have families in other countries, they know that they don't have to be present to win. So I've lots of families have reached out to me. Last year, we were able to grant a when you're in a wheelchair, when you're confined to a wheelchair, like my boys are, both my boys lost the ability to walk at age 8. And so you have to have a motorized wheelchair that is fit to their body. It weighs about 500 pounds. So you have to have a motorized, a wheelchair accessible van to transport them wherever you go. And so we were able to donate a van to this family locally. But also, my oldest son is on his second generation wheelchair. We were able to donate our first generation wheelchair to a family in Ohio. And then we, a family in the Philippines reached out to us, because a lot of families that have kids with Duchenne reach out to us to see if we can help them in any way. And so this family, about 2 hours south of Manila in the Philippines, said they're in a remote village. They couldn't get a wheelchair. And so we were able to find a local place in Manila. This guy put a manual wheelchair on the back of his motorcycle, drove it 2 hours to this kid. He's 10 or 11 years old, and now he's able to, for his brother to push him around in this remote village in the Philippines. And it's just heartwarming to know that we're affecting kids all over this world, because it's not just here in the States. It's all over, and it's not just Tennessee. It's not Alabama. It's kids in the United States and other parts of the country that are affected by this. And we just want to affect change. We want to do everything we can to help these kids.
Well, and I'm sure you feel like there are a lot of families who are counting on you when it comes to this work. And I can sense your passion. Of course, your boys, that helps motivate you. But now that you've met all of these families, you know their experience as well and can relate to what they're going through. But they're dependent on ambassadors like yourself to help with their situation.
And that's what I would urge all people to do. When we were diagnosed, I'd never heard of Duchenne. You know, if we all work together, we can make a difference. It doesn't matter what you do as a mother, father. There's lots of single mothers out there that have kids with Duchenne. There's lots of people that want to help. Every dollar counts. And everything that you do to help your friend, your family, your cousin, whatever the relationship is, you can make a difference. And that's all we want to do is, you know, whether it's a dollar, $20, $1,000, whatever it is, don't think that your little bitty donation, don't think it won't make a difference. Because our research is very expensive. It costs a lot of money to do our research, but every dollar counts, and we can all make a difference.
I'm sure you've seen it too, Terry, where people are almost apologetic. No, they are apologetic for giving $5 or $10, but I'll try to emphasize to those people that their gift is significant and very important and vital to the mission. And in this situation, it's the same thing.
Well, because, you know, our research, as I said before, it's expensive. It costs $10 million a year for this research. But what we don't know is these researchers that are working diligently to make a difference, if it's $10, if it's $100, if it's a dollar, we don't know when that extra minute that they work over, like we all work in our daily lives, we don't know that extra minute that they put in that's funded by you will make a difference. Because I don't care if it's a dollar or $10, we don't know when that $1 will make a difference.
Duchenne muscular dystrophy is what we've been talking about today here on the Mark White Show. It's a horrible disease that is fatal 100% of the time with no current cure. This disease affects 1 in 3,500 boys each year with no ethnic or geographical boundaries. I encourage you to help fight DMD. Go to the Facebook page, Fight DMD. Go to the website, fightdmd.com, and find out more about the special efforts that they're involved in. Make that your purpose right now. Make it your purpose to help these families who are fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. That's my message to you today. And if you'd like to get in touch with Terry, can you share your information, how you want people to get in touch with you as well?
Absolutely. You can find my email on fightdmd.com, but my email address is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, at fightdmd.com. And I would appreciate all the support.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Terry. And we appreciate your efforts in this Duchenne muscular dystrophy effort.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate the Mark White Show. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. And I could not appreciate it more.
We've been talking to Terry Marlin. He is the founder of Fight DMD and the father of Jonah and Emery Marlin, who were diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Again, I encourage you to check it out. Find out more about Duchenne. Whether you have a person that you know that has Duchenne or not, find a way to make a difference in this area. When we come back, we're going to have Rashad McDonald, and he's going to share about a special promise that he made his grandmother when he was just 8 years old, and that will be during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Yeah, and sometimes they're heroes just the same.
This is Mark White from The Mark White Show, and I want you to partner with me. If your business or organization would like to be a sponsor of The Mark White Show, send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. If you would like to be an individual sponsor of The Mark White Show, go to patreon.com/themarkwhiteshow. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Partner with The Mark White Show today, and let's make a difference in our communities together. We're pleased to announce that the 5th Annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from Casting and Catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue, I can sing rainbow. Sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes. Listen to your eyes.
You can sing
rainbow. Sing a rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Rainbow.
and sing a rainbow.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. Right now I have with me Rashad McDonald. Rashad made a promise to his grandmother when he was just 8 years old, and that promise was to graduate from high school. I wanted Rashad to share about his promise to his grandmother and how he was able to keep that promise and graduate from high school. Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Rashad McDonald.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Mark White. Glad I could make it today.
Rashad, tell me about that time when you were 8 years old and you promised your grandmother. What led you to make that promise that you would graduate from high school?
Well, when we was little, my grandma was always talking about she wanted her grandkids to graduate from high school. And then that particular day, I was thinking, maybe that could be me. Then I had promised my grandma. I said, Grandma, I'm going to make it. I'm going to graduate. And then she was like, don't promise me that unless you can keep it. And I said, Grandma, I know I can keep it because I'm going to graduate.
There were probably challenges while you were in high school, and there may have been times that you felt maybe you weren't going to finish.
When I was in school, I had to work at Athens State University. Me going to school and having to go to work at the same time, it was really getting frustrating and tiring. It seemed like I was never getting any rest. So then I was like, maybe I just quit school and just get it over with. But then something told me, finish school, fulfill your promise. I promised my grandmother. I looked her right in her eyes and said I was going to make it. If I would have dropped out, how would she have seen that promise I had told her? When you promise somebody something, you're always supposed to keep it. Promises are not meant to be broken. For me getting that diploma, I did what I was committed to do because, you know, I had made a commitment.
What was that moment like to walk across the stage and to know that your grandmother and other family members were watching?
I was real happy to walk across the stage, get together with my family. They was happy for me. It was a good moment.
What did the diploma mean to you?
The diploma meant a lot to me. It was telling me that I had did a lot of good things. I had made it. I had fulfilled my promise. That diploma had my name on it. I had made something with my name and ran with it.
I remember you talking to me about the fact that there were those who fought for you to be able to do what you did graduating from high school.
Well, they was always thinking that I was going to be the one to make it because they was always telling me when you were little, you're going to graduate from high school because they saw some potential in me that I didn't see when I was that age. That's what made me make that promise because when the teachers tell me that I'm going to graduate, that made me feel I was going to do it.
What did you decide to do after graduating high school?
I decided to work at Athens State still and still do groundskeeping and do good as a man, become a man.
How has the diploma benefited you in your life after graduation?
It made me smarter than what I was. It had helped me learn and grow. It made me stronger and tougher, though. It made me more committed to where I don't quit stuff easily. Because as I can finish 12 years of high school, then I can finish anything.
Looks like you had a good grandmother to make a promise to, and I'm certainly glad that you kept your promise. Not only was it something special for you and your grandmother, but this message right now, Rashad, to other people that are listening who might be considering not finishing, or they may be considering somebody else that they love and care about that they would like to finish for. This message is an encouragement to them, and it should inspire them, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show today to talk about that and to encourage somebody who's listening right now. So I hope if you're listening and you're considering dropping out of high school, if you don't think it's for you, I want you to listen to Rashad's story. Maybe listen to it twice. And hear his message about the promise that he made and how he feels about the fact that he was able to keep that promise to his grandmother. It's a very special moment, and I'm glad that we can share it here on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today. Thank you, Rashad McDonald.
You're welcome, Mr. Mort. Glad I could be here.
And gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. We're pleased to announce that the 5th Annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from casting and catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastinCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hi, this is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, where you can learn to make a difference in your community while you have a great time listening to interesting people talk to Mark.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have my friend Laura Lone from Northern Ireland.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I come from Northern Ireland. Being disabled from birth with spastic diplegic cerebral palsy hasn't always been the easiest. It's adversity from the get-go, but do you know what? You learn to get around it, like I have. In 30 years on this earth, you learn to get around quite a lot. And you learn to accept help where you can. It's been 30 years now, and no, I might not be over what was done to me in secondary school, in high school. It's still there. But had I have left when I wanted to, left this world when I wanted to, I wouldn't have the opportunities that I have now. I wouldn't know the people I have now. Actors, musicians, people that can help.
There is help. There are people to talk to. People will actually listen to you now.
I'm also a paid actor. So, had I have left this world when I wanted to, I wouldn't have had that opportunity. Wouldn't have met the people I did. Stay. You'll make a difference.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute,
send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Dustin Hall from Dusty Lost 300 Pounds.
Hi, my name is Dustin Hall, and I started my weight loss journey at 534 pounds. If I was able to lose 317 pounds in about a 2 to 2.5 year time period. And I'm just sharing today that it is possible. You know, that overwhelming, drowning, suffocating feeling, thinking that the weight is never going to come off. I was there. I walked in that and I lived that. And I dealt with a lot of issues like not being able to tie my shoes or being able to walk more than 100 feet without my lower back killing me and waking up grasping for air because of sleep apnea. I was dealing with a lot of issues, but one day at a time, one decision at a time, I was able to turn things around. July 2016, I had the bypass and focused on a high protein, low carb diet and began to incorporate exercise. And 3 years later, I'm still working and still laboring towards that. Just simply to encourage that it is possible, that it can happen, that small steps that lead to habits and those habits over time will lead to consistency and you will see success just one day at a time.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Styles by Stephanie, located in Killen, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South.
I got pulled over by this policeman on my way home from my mother's. This is in Walton County. She had a training deputy in the car, something like that, a ride-along student. So she used me as a guinea pig to show the student how you would deal with somebody who is a troublemaker. It was all fine and good, but it was exhausting. And the next morning, I had a breakfast with a friend and told her about it. She said, you know, that'd make a good story. You ought to write about that on your blog. Because I had this little blog, and I said, yeah, well, it wasn't much at the time. And she said, you know, you ought to call your blog either Sean with the Wind or Sean of the South, like Song of the South by Alabama. So I changed the name that day, and I wrote about that little tiny event. Ever since then, it's done very well for me, and my life has never really been the same. Next thing you know, I'd be out in public, and people weren't calling me by my name anymore. They were calling me Sean of the South, even my friends, and even when my wife gets very angry with me, she'll still refer to me as Sean of the South. So it's become like my first, middle, and last name.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located in Tuscumbia, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Jen Manning with the Alzheimer's Association to talk about the walk to end Alzheimer's.
Flowers are beautiful things. Flowers are for anniversaries and saying I love you. But flowers become even more beautiful when they're carried by people who are committed to ending Alzheimer's and other dementias, diseases that currently can't be prevented, cured, or slowed. At the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, hundreds of thousands of people across the country walk, carrying blue, yellow, orange, and purple flowers, signifying their connections to the disease. And we walk so that one day there will be a white flower for Alzheimer's first survivor, which will be the most beautiful flower of all. So join us for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. The money we raise provides care and support for all those affected and advances research towards an eventual cure. Together, we can end Alzheimer's. Register today at alz.org/walk.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Susan Simmons. She's president and founder of Under the Shield.
Hi, this is Susan Simmons, reaching out to all of our law enforcement officers to let you know that Under the Shield is here to help and to hear you and your family. I have officers who teach with me. One is an officer here in Phoenix. He's a combat Marine. He was ambushed in 2016 with his sergeant. He shows his body cam. Then he talks about the aftermath of the shooting. This veteran cop, combat Marine, gets up in front of his peers and he says, I was broken. And for a year and 3 months, he struggled. He was getting more and more sleep deprived. The mental health world was trying to help him. And an officer from Phoenix who taught with me brought him to me. As soon as Mark sat down in my office, I immediately identified what his issue was and he started to cry. He now does what we call post-traumatic stress growth by getting up in front of officers, telling his story. We're going to be in Florence, Alabama, speaking on April 20th at UNA, and it's a free training for law enforcement. Our phone number is 855-889-2348. This is a 24-hour number, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Let us help you at Under the Shield.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have former teacher Paige Freeman, who recently graduated from a rehab program after battling opioid addiction. As you're sitting here by your son, Levi Smith, how does it feel that you are becoming the mother that you wanted to be those many years?
It's a little surreal. There's nothing more I wanted the whole time than to have a relationship with him again. Just to know that he's proud of me, it gives me the drive to continue and to want to help others. I just try to live in the moment, stay humble, pray every day, and I thank God for where he's brought me and how he kept my children safe. A lot of times, things don't happen to us because we deserve it, but it's because of God's love and mercy that we're able to restore relationships. And so, allowing God to fight the big battles that I'm not made to fight, and then just trusting Him, the results are my child sitting next to me right now.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Amanda Beavers Burnett sharing about a special fundraiser to help a family up in Cookeville, Tennessee.
Our dear friends, the Pitts, lost three of their family members to the Cookeville, Tennessee tornado on March the 3rd, 2020. Sawyer Timberland loved to sing Holy, 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 a hymn well known to many. Many Christians around the world sang the song in his family's memory on the Sunday after the tornado and used the hashtag Sawyer Song to share it with their family. Sawyer's playmate, Harper, was badly injured in the same tornado, and she's in the hospital, and she's got a long road of recovery ahead. I wanted to create a shirt in Sawyer's honor, talked with his grandmother about doing this as a fundraiser, and she mentioned that she would like for it to benefit Sawyer's playmate Harper and go towards her medical expenses as well as the expenses incurred from them losing their home in this tornado, and they lost all their possessions as well. So if those things end up being met and those needs are met, then she would like for the rest of the proceeds to go towards Sacred Selection, which is help adoptive families get children and babies placed in their home. We're happy to help them with these things and honor Sawyer as well in the memory.
We appreciate Amanda Burnett joining us here on the Make a Difference Minute. If you would like to purchase a t-shirt, go to bonfire.com/Sawyer Song. Search it with Sawyer Song, SawyerSong. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Styles by Stephanie, located in Killen, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Mark Herndon, former member of the group Alabama, to talk about his book, The High Road.
Hey, everybody. Yep, this is Mark Herndon. Good health is something that we all take for granted way too much. This has been kind of a little bell ringer about whether you believe in the hysteria or not. Maybe I better take care of what I got a little bit better, be a little bit better steward of my good health. This too will pass. I read something just yesterday that somebody sent on a text. In the Bible, it says, let your heart not be troubled, do not be afraid, exactly 365 times. How many days are there in a year? There you go. That's good enough for me. I do have a book out. It is called The High Road. I'm out on the road promoting it now. It's got stories of loss, stories of gain, and hopefully stories that encourage the reader to reflect on their life and relate to what I went through and find out that it's really not that much difference no matter what you do for a living. You can get a copy of this book. Come over and see me at markherndon.com.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
If clean water for your family is important to you, give my friends at CDI a call and you can have your home's water tested and find out if you need a new water filtration system. For a small fee, you can have peace of mind knowing your family has clean water. If you need a water filtration system, CDI will even apply the fee to your new system. Give my friends at CDI a call at 256-679-8181 or check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com.
You know the drill.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. We're pleased to announce that the 5th annual Casting and Catching Tournament will be taking place April 25th, 2020 at Goose Pond Colony Resort at Lake Gunnersville. To date, over $500,000 has been raised from Casting and Catching to the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. The Mark White Show is a proud sponsor of this year's Casting and Catching Tournament, and I hope you'll make the decision to be a part of this special effort as well. If you would like to register, you can go to castingandcatching.org. That's CastingandCatching.org. You can also follow Casting and Catching on Facebook. Thank you for your support.
If you see what's wrong and you try to make it right, you will be
if you see